Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. What is the appeal of the news? Why are we so addicted to knowing so much about what's happening in areas over which we have practically no control whatsoever, things for which we have no responsibility? And related to that question is this one. Why do we seem to have such a relish for bad news? Why do we love dirty laundry? War, disease, natural disaster, political chaos and intrigue. This is the stuff headlines are made of. But the question is, why? Why are we so interested in what doesn't concern us? And why are we so taken up with ugly, tragic, violent, scandalous headlines? And is there anything Jesus has to say on the subject? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. As it happens, there was one occasion where Jesus gave us an example of how to handle the headlines. We hear it in the Gospel of the Mass today from Luke chapter 13. The first of the headlines had to do with a group of Galileans whom Pilate had just slaughtered. When Jesus heard the news, he said, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Then Jesus moves on to a second headline, a grisly disaster story. He said, "Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think they were worse offenders than all the others who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." This might be the only time when Christ gives us any news commentary, any public punditry. And what does he teach us about how to deal with the news? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Probably the main motivation for watching the news is that We want to stay on top of things, to be well-informed and responsible. We want to get a handle on the way things are going. Essentially, we look out at the world through the headlines, and it looks like chaos, like it's totally out of control. And we say, wow, would you look at that chaos? I better take control of this mess. So I need to know what's going on so that I can. We are addicted to the news because we think we can control the things that cause us fear, worry, and anger. But this would be like looking at the chaos at the beginning of the world in Genesis chapter 1. Now the earth was a formless void. It was chaos, and there was darkness everywhere. And it would be like us saying, wow, this is trouble. I need to know about this and do something. Nope. The very next line. God's Spirit hovered over the water, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. We are not in control of the world, and we never have been. And we don't have to be. And Jesus says this very clearly in the gospel of today's Mass. He says, you have no idea what's going on in the world. Why did these Galileans get killed and not those Galileans? Don't act like you know. You don't. Why did these people get crushed by a falling tower and not those people? Don't act like you can know. You can't. The destinies of peoples and political parties, not even the economy, none of it's in your hands. It's not been revealed to you, no matter how many commentaries you read or listen to. It's only known to God. What's in your hands is your own spiritual destiny, and that knowledge has been revealed to you. The Holy Spirit is in control, guiding all things in the world to good. And the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary. We can't and we don't have to control the world and every variable that might affect our lives. All we have to do, or all we should do, is belong to Mary. Live in union with her, like Jesus did, and just do what she tells you to do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. There's another reason we are addicted to the news. It's because if we focus on other people's problems, about which we can do nothing, then it's a very convenient way of distracting ourselves from our own problems, which we are obliged to do something about. Here again, the way Christ deals with the two gruesome headlines should be a major wake-up call for all of us. He said, "Don't worry about trying to figure out why the Galileans got slaughtered or why that building fell on those other people. What you should be concerned about is the fact that if you don't repent of your sins, if you don't change your life, if you don't do that, then I don't care how awful the stuff you read in the headlines is, it will be worse for you on your day of judgment." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. We all read or watch or hear about the news in some form or other. But the right way to respond is not with the effort to control the world or to get focused on other people's responsibilities or problems. The right way to respond to the news is to be reminded that God is in control of the world and that I am responsible for certain things, not everything, but I am most responsible for my conversion and for my own growth in virtue. Jesus responded to the headlines by saying, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." So the fundamental response Jesus is looking for is conversion, for us to turn away from our sin, turn back to God, and grow in virtue and goodness. And the path to conversion is very simple. It is by daily meditation, a resolution, and an examination of conscience. For those of you with a military background, we could call it your daily MRE. Daily meditation, but also a daily resolution flowing from your meditation. Something to remember and put into practice that day flowing from your meditation. So for example, a good resolution for the next 24 hours might be, don't read or watch the news. But the third part is a daily examination of conscience. Every day, look at how you've lived for the last 24 hours. Admit your sin and make a strategy, a game plan, to do something different. Those who are committed to their daily MRE, they will grow in virtue and holiness. Those who don't, won't. They'll actually grow worse, especially as we grow older. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know Our Lady has asked us to do two things: to pray the rosary every day and to pray with others, to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary Podcast. Plus, we will be praying the Rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a Rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own Rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the Rosary or even Jesus yet, we even have strategies to help you. And we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent. Well, Teresa, what did this cause you to reflect on?
The end kind of reminded me of an old song that I really liked when I was a kid. Do you remember Goodbye, Mr. A?
No. Who sang it?
It's the Hoosiers. They're a British band.
Yeah, I never got into Hoosiers.
No, I don't think anyone did. I think it was just me and my sister, Sarah. But they had a song where they're sort of making fun of a guy or blaming him a lot because he's turned everything into a science and he knows too much. So he's taken all the wonder out of everything because he knows too much. And it's a funny song. I recommend it. But I just think there's this tendency where we learn so much that we become very cynical because we take on more bad than any of us actually have the stomach for. And it's really debilitating and it's really hard to look at the world and see it as good when you're taking in a world's worth of evil rather than just one person's lifetime full of it.
Yeah.
Because we are just taking on more than we can stomach. I think God knows what we can take, and then we go in search of more, or we go in search of stuff outside of ourselves.
Good point.
But I also think there's looking too closely at things. There's looking, asking too many questions about really dark things, or even, I remember, I don't even read the news, but it popped up on my phone just, you know, when you accidentally swipe to the left, the news just kind of pops up. And it was like this young woman died in Mexico. And I was like, I don't know this person. And I certainly don't want to know what happened. But I just wanted to click on it so bad.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that could only lead to scarring and also doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that instinct is where we're just like, I want to know, even when you know it's scarring.
Well, I think there's a lot of issues, but at one level, we're designed to identify danger and then get out of the way of danger. And so we're kind of drawn, we're alerted. I'll say it this way. We are alerted to, we have our antennas up for danger. And the news knows this because they have to have an audience. And so the news is connecting with the way we're wired. You're wired to be alerted to danger. So we're going to feed you a constant stream of danger so that you're always wired into us. So now what you have is this constant flow of danger, which puts your system into continuous fight or flight mode, which then makes your autonomic nervous system a disaster, and it results in all kinds of anxiety and actual physical disorders. Why? Why? God, like you said, God knows how much danger and difficulty you can handle. He's feeding it to you in the amount you can handle. Mm-hmm. And then you go and dump a million times more onto yourself and wonder why you're struggling.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like I too often point the finger, so I feel bad in saying this, but I feel as if I know too many people that are so consumed by it that whenever I'm talking with them, the conversation is always very negative about things that don't regard us. I know there are so many like tragedies that come to us, and so there are times in which you're going to be hanging out with a friend and the conversation is going to be a little more on the sad side because there are tragedies that have come to them personally. But it's hard when you have relationships where every time you talk to them, they're listing out all the tragedies of the world and they're bringing more darkness in than necessary. Yeah. I think I'm very lucky that whenever I go home and I'm hanging out with my roommate, she's not super into the news. And whenever she starts talking about something like that, she's like, I'm sorry, I'm going to put that away.
Yeah.
And she's always very much checking our conversation. Or even if we're just complaining too much, it's nice to have someone who's aware of that balance. But I've seen it in relationships where that's all we talk about together.
Yeah. I've in the last 3 weeks, our immediate family and extended family have had some very human tragedies and crises.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave us the grace to deal with it. And if you were to ask me, I would say, my life is really good. But then I talk to people who've had no tragedies and no crisis in their lives in the last 3 weeks, and they think life is really bad.
The world is burning.
Because they've spent all their time on the news.
But this prolonged exposure to pain like this is so dangerous because real tragedies will come, but your system is already shot.
Yep.
Because you're just spending so much time in it all the time.
Yeah.
Let's just suffer our tragedies. But I don't need to know about every person who dies on the news. And it won't help me actually prepare for death. And in fact, I think there is this loss of beauty in the world when you look at the news, and there's this loss of human dignity.
Yeah.
Because you think that people are just stories. We learn we have no right to anything about celebrities' lives. We don't need to know about all of their affairs, quite literally. And the way we react to stories about death and things like that, we are so disrespectful. Because it's a story.
Well, and often it's about entertainers who their job is just fictional stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make everything a fictional story.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can't enter into real life.
We can really live without it.
Yeah, I have found, I'm going to say this, and then I'll probably get tempted and fall. But I have not really looked at the news since June 1st of 2024.
Wow.
Remember, somebody had to tell us who won the election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I voted, and I knew who I should vote for.
This is indicative of my greatest fault. I tried not to find out, and then I opened up YouTube that morning, and bam.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be on YouTube.
I think God was very kind to me. I did, when that news article popped up, and I clicked on it, and then immediately it popped up, and it was like, pay to see this article, and I was like, ah.
Yeah.
I don't need this.
Yeah. But I have not looked at the news since June 1st of 2024. I voted responsibly. I run my organization. I'm very involved in the responsibilities of my family, my parish, the things that I'm supposed to be involved in, responsible for. And quite honestly, if you think that you can run the country, most of you aren't running the country, but if you think you can run your business, your practice, your parish, or your family by looking at the news, you're crazy. Because by the time it gets to the news, you're too late.
That's a fantastic point.
If you're relying on the news to deal responsibly with something in your life, you're too late. Because it's now it's news. And if you think you can affect your investments by watching the news, you're too late. And the only principle that really matters with investment is you can't time the market. You can only spend time in the market. So there's no good justification. Other than we're addicted. Now, the topic that I get the most angry comments about is suggesting that people spend less time on the news. But by their angry comments, they're just demonstrating how addicted they are. So the question is, can you fast from the news? If you can't fast from it, you're addicted. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.